the Sisters in Spirit back up and running. We need our friendship centers funded. We need our housing funded. We need our boiling water advisories to stop being advisories and let's just be able to drink the water. We need a lot of things that $9 billion can do. The fact that he, and the sad thing is, he killed the Kelowna Accord, which was a $5 billion deal for First Nations, and then goes and spends, and he called it a reckless spending. And then he goes and he spends $9 billion. $9 billion. Like, that's ridiculous. $9 billion for military jets just to show off to the rest of the world that, oh, look at us. Look at us. We can fly in the skies, too. It's ridiculous. Come out. Show your support February the 14th on a Monday. Valentine's Day. Come show the love on Parliament Hill. It starts at noon. And also, the Homelessness Marathon, February the 23rd. I'm going to be out there sitting outside talking about homelessness in Montreal in regards to First Nations. There's going to be all kinds. There's going to be hours upon hours of great music, great talk, great stories. So come out and show your support. So right now, we are pretty much done. Soul Perspectives is coming up next. So stay tuned because they've always got it going there. So stay tuned for Soul Perspectives. We're going to take one last song. And we're going to take one last song. This is, let's see here. This here is Derek Miller. This is Call an Angel Down. I haven't played this song in a very long time. He's a great, great singer. So you're listening to Native Solidarity News. I'll see you later. See you next week, my sisters and brothers and sisters. Miigwech. Well, I don't know.
Well, that one ended a bit early. Hey, what's going on? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here out at UBC. My name is Marcus. It's January 20th. It's a Thursday. How you doing? I'm okay. It's flu season. I got the flu. Tis the season to get the flu. So we're here. Are You Aware Radio? Music that has something to say. We play music that tells you to get up and stand up. We play music from bands that use their creative energy to promote social causes. And that's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to play you some music that is as I described. I'm filling in for Fleur and Christian, as you know, if you're a regular listener of the show. And Fleur is going to be back from her homeland of Australia soon in February to host the show again and play her hip-hop beats and whatever funky stuff she usually plays. If you've been missing that, fear not. I recently received an email from Fleur, and she says she spoke to me about the floods in Australia and Queensland. And yeah, Queensland has been devastated by massive floods, and the extent of the flooding is actually the size of France and Germany combined. 3/4 of the state of Queensland is underwater, and it's a complete tragedy. Brisbane was underwater, and people have lost everything. Family, friends, and their houses, and everything's just been washed away. It's the worst natural disaster in Australia's history, and it's even worse than Cyclone Tracy, which wiped out a city called Darwin in the 70s. Fleur was good enough to forward me some details about some bands. On January 14th, which is last Friday, last weekend, in Melbourne at the Corner Hotel in Richmond, a bunch of hip-hop acts got together and did a charity gig for to help victims of this flood in Queensland. And I'll play you some of that music right now. First up, we have Faro Monch. I don't know how to pronounce that name. He's a dude from the US and A, and here's his song Push on CITR 101.9 FM.
Looting and pirating spread throughout Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, and the Bronx on this eerily dark night in New York City. Down, but you get back up, get on your journey, yeah, keep on,
we must load mental ammunition and bust thus. I'ma hold you down, I got you. One more repetition, I'ma spot you. This is for my blue collar working, beer guzzling, bootleg, DVD selling, keep hustling, push. If you represent the struggle, then push.
keep the pieces of the puzzle and push. Push. Never let them place the muzzle, just push.
I was having fun, funny how they make you choose between that and getting some.
We jumping on a business like what? Agenda for tonight, cause we must get drunk. If you're feeling lucky, then we might just fuck.
But only if it happens, man.
Only if it happens, man. We jumping on a business like what? Agenda for tonight, cause we must get drunk. If you're feeling lucky, then we might just fuck. Only if it happens, man.
Only if it happens, man.
What a people, if you're ready to rock, let's dance. I know you got the feeling. What a people, if you're ready to rock, let's dance.
Hey, that was The Side Projects with their song Night Owl here on CITR 101.9 FM, excuse me. And before that, you heard from Pharaoh Monch, and the song's called Push. These guys are playing, or they did play, a charity show for victims of the flood in Queensland in Fleur's hometown, or home country of Australia, homeland. Yeah, so Hip Hop Beats, in case you missed Fleur, which you probably did, because you've had almost a month of me filling in. And next week will be my last week, and yeah, it's been awesome times. I still got a few surprises for you. One's on its way to the studio right now, so stay tuned. This one is the third of several artists that Fleur mentioned to me were doing charity work for the victims of the flood in Australia. This guy's called M Phases, and the song's called For What It's Worth, and it features a dude called Solo. M Phases is Australian, and here's his music. Take a listen.
I remember my very first taste of this obsession. Fresh-faced kid at next level, copping lessons. Wide-eyed, I'd stay for hours at a time, just grilling Dr. Fives like a Q&A session. Pestering him with all types of questions. What's good this week? Who did the beats and who's guesting? I had a part-time job, so I'd work all week, then blow my whole paycheck in a few seconds. And if it had that Oz hip-hop sticker on the front, you could bet I'd pick it up and add it to the collection. Something about the way my native tongue sound over dirty drums was like I found a connection. And looking back now, I bought a lot of classics, but also spent a lot of cash on a lot of whack shit. And if I added it up, I'd probably cringe at the thought, but really I got way more than I bargained for. Cause if I could put an hourly wage on all the time that I've spent locked away with a pen and a page, or every drop of sweat that I shed when I step on a stage, and brother, I'd be getting paid. To some it might sound crazy, but music took me here, taught me to shape me. And the life lessons learned over great beats are worth way more than anyone could pay me. The price that it shows, it's the bandwidth of the download. Everybody's so concerned with the bottom line. This is something you can't measure with a dollar sign. And it can't be bought for no amount. Throw a mop if you know what I'm talking about. This is something that predates trade and predates money. Something that's as old as time. I know this kid's been digging through the crates for ages. Born and raised Gold Coast of all places. Ordinary Joe goes by the name of Mark, better known to most as M Faces. They say it ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. Well, this here is proof of that. He worked hard just to master the boom and the bat, till the beat's so fat they make the party people say, good gracious. So we hooked up with some of the finest MCs from across the nation. Did a few joints for some overseas cats, cause you know word spread quick like it's contagious. Hooked up with an agent. Took a CD of beats to the one-stop shop competition. Stood up and played it. Panel of judges, some of the greatest. And well, what do you know, the whole room went ape shit. Tell me what that's worth. Dollars can't buy respect, cause respect is earned. And I gotta give respect where respect is due. Very few who are testing you. Wanna talk about dedication? Wanna talk about hours spent? I bet he spent a few. So when he hit me up with the track for the compilation, I said I'm down for whatever, dude. See, this world dictates that we all get paid, cause we all gotta eat. But this here is not for the fee. In my own small way, I'm just trying to pay back everything that music lent to me. I spent my life feeling like I didn't fit into the puzzle. Now people telling me my shit helped them through they struggle. Huh, and if you can't respect that, then you even need a slap of a cup. So I'm talking about it's the ticket price at the show. It's the bandwidth of a download. Everybody's so concerned with the bottom line. This is something you can't measure with a dollar sign. And it can't be bought for no amount. From a mom if you know what I'm talking about. This is something that predates trade and predates money. Something that's as old as time. Solo knows what it's worth. And Faces knows what it's worth. ADD knows what it's worth. Horror Show know what it's worth. My brother Nick Luke, he know what it's worth. Jimmy Nice knows what it's worth. DJ Joyride, he knows what it's worth. Earth Boy knows what it's worth. And my brother Luke Dubs, he know what it's worth. Gusto know what it's worth. Michael Pluto, yo, they know what it's worth. And the Herd know what it's worth. Billy Al Murray, he knows what it's worth. Flago knows what it's worth. Obese, they know what it's worth. E-Tracks know what it's worth. Do you?
Support Center offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
Hey, how's it going? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show's called Are You Aware Radio, music that has something to say. The song we just heard there was M Phases featuring Solos called For What It's Worth. When I first saw that song title, I thought it might have something to do with another song called For What It's Worth. Maybe sample it or something, but it didn't. So that's fine. I can play that other song I was thinking about by Buffalo Springfield. Now, this is a song that has come to symbolize a lot of, I guess, a lot of the protest culture coming out of the reaction to the Vietnam War. You might remember seeing a picture of from the Kent State shootings in the 70s, where you see this guy lying face down on the ground and some sort of security police officer in the background holding a gun, and a woman screaming over her fallen friend on the ground. That was the Kent State shootings. This is a song that preceded that by around 4 years, and from 67. But it still represents that, just that image of, police brutality to a lot of people. So this is Buffalo Springfield, unrelated to M Phases. The song's called For What It's Worth.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
Check out the real situation. Nation war against nation. Where does it all begin now? Whoa, where is it going to end? But it seems like total destruction. ain't no use. No one can stop us now. Ain't no use. No one can stop us now. Ain't got no right to take us, Lord. Ain't got no right to take us, Lord. First the money, then the smile. Everything is for a while, but it seems like total destruction, only solution. Yeah, ain't no use. No one can stop us now. Ain't no use. No one can stop us now.
That little ditty is called Real Situation by Sublime. It's Bradley Noel singing songs, fighting the power, and singing songs against the man, as he usually does on his acoustic guitar. That track is from Everything Under the Sun, a box set that Sublime released in 2006, way after the band and Bradley were done, I guess. It's a big box set. There's, I think, three CDs, and... it's huge. It's huge. There is a lot of stuff on there. Rarities, B-sides, live, radio, studio appearances, demos. A lot of interesting stuff on there if you're a fan of Sublime. I consider myself a fan of Sublime. Oddly enough, I was looking up info about Everything Under the Sun just now, and I found out that one of Sublime's most famous songs, Smoke Two Joints, they didn't actually write that. Can't believe I didn't know that before. Smoke Two Joints is actually written by a band called The Toys, T-O-Y-E-S. On Wikipedia, they're described as a cross between Bob Marley and Bare Naked Ladies, and I don't know how I feel about that, because it's too much. It's too much because, Bob Marley is Bob Marley, and Bare Naked Ladies is pretty much as white as you can get, so I don't know how that would work out, so I might check out The Toys, at least their original version of Smoke Two Joints. And before that, we had Buffalo Springfield, For What It's Worth. Here's another band that, rocks out. The Clash, a longtime favorite of mine. This is from their 1985 album called Cut the Crap. It was the first album recorded with studio musicians after the ejection of lead guitarist Mick Jones. Released in 1985, the album has since been disowned by the band. In documentaries and whatever else, the band doesn't talk about it like it never existed, which is interesting because there's not a lot of good songs on there, but it's not so bad. I mean, I think Life is Wild, the song I'm about to play you, is a pretty good song. And it's ruined by the 80s, because in the 80s everyone had to experiment with different sounds and electronics, and I don't know, all the rock bands in the 80s, it's a little valley in the 80s or around there. But the song, it's all right. I like it. It's got a good sing-along chorus. This is Life is Wild by The Clash.
Life is hard. The UBC Dollar Project presents The Briefing 2011. Discover, connect, act. January 25th at 5 p.m. at UBC Woodward 2. Admission is only $2 and refreshments are provided. The Briefing 2011 features 8 groups of speakers, each advocating for a cause addressing global issues. Each of the 500 delegates at the conference contributes $1 and 1 vote to support the winning group that will receive all donations to support their project. Learn more and register now at dollarproject.ca.
Pray. was time for me to die. And I was pleased. I was happy about it. I was looking forward to it. But something happened.
Pray the darkness eats his life. Behind his eyelids painted white. Pray that hungry bird consumes his heart. Pray that hungry bird consumes his heart.
Hey, that's a band called Clem Snide. I found out about them through this movie that the singer Yves Barzile scored. The movie was called, Rocket Science, yeah. And it had a really good score, and I started exploring this band. That's from their 2009 release called Hungry Bird. And that's kind of the title track. It's called Prey. Features the lyric Hungry Bird. Clem Snide from William S. Burroughs novel, except they spell it different, I think. Clem Snide has done some social advocacy work. They played an autism benefit in 2006, and they also they're on McSweeney's Future Soundtrack for America soundtrack compilation, I should say, which benefited MoveOn.org. And that guest, that special surprise that I was talking about earlier, he's here.
Hello.
What's going on? Introduce yourself, stranger.
I am Graham Lazarevich, also known as G. Lazarus, a local musician, freelance journalist sometimes as well.
Oh, I didn't know you did journalism.
Mm-hmm. A little bit here and there.
What kind of, where have you been published? What kind of journalism do you do?
BC Musician Magazine lately. I've done a couple of reviews in there, and back when I was going to university, too, I used to write a lot and work a lot for student newspapers.
Cool.
Yeah.
What did you review in the Musician Mag?
I reviewed some Steph McPherson. She's a local singer-songwriter. She's from Victoria originally.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw her at the Railway Club. We actually played at a songwriter night. It was the first time I ever saw her, and I was really blown away. So I looked into her music, and I really, really like it. She's awesome.
Cool. You also said, you were just telling me how you had done community radio before in Prince George and Kamloops. Tell us about that.
Well, I always had a good time doing community radio up in Prince George at CFUR when it first started out. I was one of the very first on-air personalities there, like first ever. It was a very young station. And then down to the X in Kamloops when I went to what's now called Thompson Rivers University. So yeah, I did a good few years of campus radio hosting myself.
Cool, cool. You got some music for us, Graham?
Oh yes, I brought some tunes.
Excellent.
Okay, so firstly, I brought a local hip hop collective called Sweatshop Union, and these guys are actually from, well, they're mostly from over in North Vancouver, which is where I went to high school, grew up. And yeah, they're a really great bunch of guys. I used to know them back in the days. I still know them now. I've been following them for quite a few years. But it's definitely the world's premier socially conscious hip-hop, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. And here they are. The song is called So Many People, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Sacred, no longer true today. Just a beautiful illusion, like a movie played. When I was young and vain, life was easy, believe me. Weekend to weekend, doing as I please. See, it's all fun and games till something changed, something came over me. Truth between the earth, sun, and rain, the revelation. Life is so much larger than I previously thought. Love and pain, one and the same, and people are caught. Believing we're all separate beings, seeing life as a room with a ceiling, a womb full of semen. Competing to be the one, that lucky number one. Believing that it justifies the suffering we've done, and it does, but in a way, it's just a dream, temporary. Seeking the way out by any means necessary, but so many people claim to have the truth, so many people claim to have a grasp on the absolute, who to trust. I gotta use my intuition wisely, trying to reach a place beyond this world that my eyes see. So many people claim to have the truth, so many people claim to have a grasp on the absolute, I'm not a know-it-all, I know I never know it all. These are just thoughts that we throw at y'all, See, we could breathe in deep and easily leave, but we seem to be repeatedly deceived as we weave through the human traffic, wound a casket, seeking the same prize. The stupid habits got us losing track of it. And now it's like we're moving backwards in time with such an absence of mind. We can't grasp that it's all an illusion, and we're falling and losing the battle to control our own realities, and we're choosing to do it. So everybody who agrees that we move with the music, they're doing whatever they can out of boots of confusion. It's only true if you believe it, though. So if you don't, you gotta leave it alone and try to see it beneath it. There lies a secret. There ain't no telling how long they tried to keep it, but I see through their plans, know the truth, and stand behind every last word as I speak it. So many people claim to have the truth, so many people claim to have a grasp on the absolute, who to trust. I gotta use my intuition wisely, trying to reach a place beyond this world that my eyes see. So many people claim to have the truth, so many people claim to have a grasp on the absolute, I'm not a know-it-all, I know I never know it all. These are just thoughts that we throw at y'all, John.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Hey, we're back on CITR 101.9 FM. We just ran into Bleak in the hallway, and that's the promo for a show coming up at 7:30, Exquisite Corpse. Stay tuned. What's new, Graham?
Oh, what's new? What's new? Well, I was just down at the Glad Gnome Studio in the southern part of East Vancouver, reviewing some musical tracks that I've been working on for my G. Lazarus solo record.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were editing and doing some preliminary mixing of a few songs.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Describe the sound of G. Lazarus.
Well, I'm mostly doing upbeat roots folk type material. I've been calling it it's like urban hillbilly. So it's upbeat, a little bit silly, kind of catchy, but revealing of the current era that we're in.
Cool. Well, that's cool. I will write down that description and match it against your actual music, which you will play for us later, I believe.
Yeah.
Cool. Speaking of reflecting on the current times, here is a Bob Dylan song called The Times They Are A-Changin'. He wrote that one a while back, but I think it's pretty timeless, as is Bob Dylan. That's just not the way he rolls.
People wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times they are a-changing. Writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times they are a-changing. From senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. Oh, the times they are a-changing. born, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
I'm a jolly banker, or the banker's lament. You can call it either one you want to. And, let's see here how that goes. I'll try to sing you that. My name is Tom Cranker.
The CITR 101.9 FM. The show is called Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. We play music from artists that use their songs and their creative energy to tell us what to do. Tell us what to believe. No. For purposes of social advocacy and just rocking out and sticking it to the man in more colloquial terms. Graham, some of our mutual friends call you a hippie. How do you react to this?
Well, it's understandable, of course, because I used to have dreadlocks, and dreadlocks are, of course, associated with hippieism.
And smelliness. Man, you smelled bad then. I'm joking. I jest.
Of course.
Tell us about this Woody Guthrie song.
Oh, Woody Guthrie. He's a Depression-era folk singer, and he actually really was a big influence and... a friend of the guy that you played before, Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
Woody Guthrie was very, very socially aware and rebellious kind of songwriter. And he really it leads to a lot of other stuff.
I see you have you brought out your Nazi killer. Or fascist killer. Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. So we got Graham got his guitar set up, and we might play a few songs. But first, I guess we're going to play something that you've been working on in the studio.
Yeah, awesome.
Tell us about that.
Well, this is a song about when I used to travel around, and I just used a lot of real experiences and stuff that I observed and heard about, because I did spend a little while just traveling around, hitchhiking and such when it was warm, and sometimes driving and arranging rides and just exploring this part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Hobo Kicks.
Cool.
Yeah. And we just recorded this the other day.
Cool. And after that, I think I'm going to play some of our mutual friend, Dave Roberts.
Awesome.
The song Sink or Swim. Dave just texted me asking me which song, and instead of like pressing a bunch of buttons telling him, Dave, if you're listening, we're going to play Sink or Swim, okay? Cool. And first up is Hobo Kicks by G. Lazarus.
Sleeping in the park with my pack for a pillow. Wake up on the ground beneath a weeping willow. I take a shower in the Civic Center fountain. Singing big rock and yep, gotta get out. Hobo kicks. Times you don't need resources other than resourcefulness. Yeah, I got no cash, no credit, no debit. I got faith and I got the music I get. Your hobo kicks. You gotta get your hobo kicks. You gotta get.
To swim back to the shore. It's a sick fucking world, and that's one thing for sure. The weight of this anchor is dragging me down to the depths of the ocean. I can't hear the sound. This world is on fire. The crescendo feels high. I must break the surface. It's down to the wire now. It's time to fucking sink or swim. Time to fucking sink or swim. Time to fucking sink or swim. Your eye with no cares in the world as we're thrashing and gasping for air. We recall that we're not gonna cave, no, we're not giving in. So scream at the top of your lungs. Yeah, motherfucker! Ooh, it's time to fucking sink or swim. 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 Thank you.
Hey, so I'm going to hop in my time machine right there and go back to before we played that last song and just give everyone a bit of a discretion warning because there's curse words in that last song by Dave Roberts. Dave Roberts, I don't know, what can we say about Dave that hasn't already been said? Of unlabeled fame, if you're from the island or Nanaimo area, or even further than that, because, you know, it's a world-famous underground punk band, unlabeled, Dave Roberts, he plays the guitar in that band. And I think they got some shows coming up, actually. I forget when, but...
Dave also has his solo stuff.
Yeah, and that is a song, Sink or Swim.
Dave Roberts, awesome songwriter.
Yeah, and big on the curse words, but that's just how he rolls. And
short songs, too. Likes the short songs.
Yeah, it's very punk rock. Yeah. Okay, now stepping out of our time machine to... let's mellow it out a bit here, and you don't have a lot of cursing in your songs, do you, Graham?
No, but I was going to do a song that I sometimes add curse words to, but I will refrain myself this time.
Thank you. Because we are on the primetime family hour slot here at CITR 101.9
FM. Sorry, I totally should have warned you about the curse words
of
Dave Roberts' song.
I know about Dave Roberts. There was no warning necessary.
Yeah,
I just completely slipped my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't you give me a second? I'm going to put on these headphones here, and why don't you strum your guitar a little, and we'll see how the mic picks it up. Sounds good.
Sounds good, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Play us a song, Graham.
Why'd you sell my bed frame for drugs? Why'd you sell my bed frame for drugs? Friends don't do that kind of stuff. Why'd you sell my bed frame for drugs? Why'd you Molotov my car? Why'd you Molotov my car? I don't know who you think you are. Why'd you Molotov my car? All right. Why'd you sell my bed frame for drugs? Why'd you sell my bed frame for drugs? Friends don't do that kind of stuff. Why'd you sell my bed frame for drugs? Why'd you pawn off my videos? Why'd you pawn off my videos? I don't know what the heck's gotten into you. Why'd you pawn off my videos? Why'd you sell my bed frame for drugs? Why'd you sell my bed frame for drugs? Friends don't do that kind of stuff. Why'd you sell my bed frame for drugs?
Very nice. So I heard, Graham, I've known you for a very long time, I guess, and we hang out with musician-type friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I had never actually gotten the opportunity to actually, like, sit and hear you sing and play guitar. So that was the first time. And I was very impressed by the song Bed Frame Drugs, and I actually requested that for our dear listeners.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about it. I'm very curious to the story behind the song.
Well, I don't want to get too far into it, but up in Prince George, which is a very funny place, I used to live up there, and myself and some friends, we had a few incidents happen, and there were drugs and alcohol involved, sometimes Prince George can be a scary place to live, but, you know, sometimes really, really awesome. Some of my favorite people in the whole world live there, so there's just a lot of extremes. So yeah, it's all about real stuff. Everything in this song really happened.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
So what, you just came home one day and it was just a mattress?
There's more to this story, but see, it's minimalism. It just suggests more, you see? That's one of the things that's so good about it.
Well, we'll have to go off the record and you can tell me more maybe a bit later. What else do you have? What are you going to play for us next? What do you feel like?
Well, since this is the song about What's it called again, the show?
Are You Aware Radio.
Are You Aware, right. Yeah. So this is, I was going to play something that's maybe a little bit socially aware, maybe has a little bit of message, or maybe asked a few questions. And I'd say that it's especially fitting that to be playing this out here at UBC.
Thanks.
All right, so it's called This Used to Be a Forest. This used to be a forest. This used to be. This used to be a forest. This used to be. This used to be a forest. This used to be. This used to be a forest. This used to be. To live with the trees, but now we cut them down to build cities. Which would you prefer? This used to be a forest. This used to be. This used to be a forest. This used to be. This used to be a forest. This used to be. This used to be. The people used to thrive. The abundance of the wild. Now we just get by. By selling our time. This used to be a forest. This used to be. This used to be a forest. This used to be. This used to be a forest. This used to be. This used to be a forest. And if we mow down all the trees, where will the people go? To quit the city. This used to be a forest. This used to be. This used to be a forest. This used to be. This used to be a forest. To be, this used to be a forest. Our minds are getting sad. I can feel it in my soul. Oh, soon we'll have to quit. Time to go home. This used to be a forest. This used to be. This used to be a forest. This used to be. This used to be a forest. This used to be. This used to be.
Woo! worry, I can bring up more of an audience in the studio. But they're all out there in Radioland and listening to you. Tons for sure. So can I ask you a bit about your vocal technique for that song?
Sure.
How do you tell us? Or tell me, I guess. I'm the only guy here.
Well, what I usually do is close my eyes and visualize what some sort of image that I have for the song that I associate with the emotion of the song. And then I reach down in my soul and bring the voice out.
Is that a long journey to, like, reach down in your soul? Do you have to, like, stretch your arm out really far?
It's not the arm. You have to reach down kind of, like, deep inside your body somehow.
I see.
Yeah.
With your inner arms.
Yeah, inner.
Okay. Cool. Well, no, I just noticed it was a bit different than how you sing your other songs.
Oh, yeah.
And you were talking to me when we were playing Hobo Kicks about how you're experimenting with different ways of singing, and I think it's a pretty interesting one.
Ah, thanks. Yeah, there's a lot of different G's. There's a lot of different musical personalities that I have, and so I like to keep the variety going and explore different aspects of myself.
Why the choice to drop your full first name? Why G?
Well, my given name is Graham Lazarevich, and I've found over the years actually that people find my name hard to pronounce, the first and the last name.
Really, Graham?
Yeah, that's Graham.
That's a very common name.
I think, but a lot of people call me Graham, which is only, you know, one syllable. It's not quite Graham.
So you're picky about that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think that, you know, pretty much anybody would be.
So, I get a lot of people spelling my name wrong, which is amazing, because they have to type my name in the email, which is spelled with a C, Marcus with a C.
Yeah, not with a K.
Not with a K, and they'll type in my email properly, and then they'll go on to go, "Hi, Marcus," with a K,
right,
and address me as such.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of little things out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just
so you prefer Graham?
Oh, Graham.
Graham.
Yeah, but I understand that, you know, people have troubles with it, but my last name is also very ethnic sounding. I think it's really cool, but so I just decided to keep a little bit of it. And
where is it from?
It's from the Ukraine. The motherland, yeah.
Cool. You think you got one more song in you, or you want to take a break?
Well, let's just play some recorded music, and then
cool.
And then I'll come back and I'll play one.
Sweet.
More.
Well, I got something queued up for us.
Okay, sweet.
But first,
are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with
radio-ness?
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on, what about
Jay,
and
Mark,
and
Jason,
the Bear, all those guys? Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason the Bear
Paulette,
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read, or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Oh, music, yeah, yeah. Oh,
thank you.
Everybody thinks we're all
the mother.
Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother.
Simply call us, we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother.
Hey, so last week we played a double shot of Marvin Gaye from his 1971 album, What's Going On? And this week we're just going to do a single shot because we have Graham here and he's playing live music for us, which is way more exciting. That song is called Inner City Blues, Make Me Wanna Holler by... it's Make Me Wanna Holler with the ER. I guess 1971 was before the holla in.
I suppose so.
Sorry, you're going to have to say that again because I forgot to turn on your mic.
I said, I suppose so, Marcus.
Cool. So, yeah, you ready to rock out on your acoustic guitar there with us?
Okay, so I'm going to write another song that...
You're going to write another song?
No, I'm going to write a song on the spot. Sorry. I'm going to do it. A song that I wrote quite a while ago now, and it's had quite a few different forms, but I feel very comfortable with it, and I'll show it to you. It's called Wage Slave. I work
work at my stupid pizza job. Throw cheese on the saw. Get my paycheck every 2 weeks that I don't get to keep. And I wake up day after day just to waste my life away. And I dream of a sunny place and I dream of a sunny day. I'm a wage slave, whoa, whoa, I'm a wage slave, whoa, whoa, I'm a wage slave and I'm wasted. I walk around this place in a dream, I'm high on caffeine, and when I get home I get stoned. Ease my aching bones and this pounding in my head. Well, I'd rather be dead, and I dream of a sunny place. And I dream of a sunny day. I'm a wage slave, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm a wage slave, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm a wage slave, but I'm wasted. Yeah, my boss, he's a jerk. He gets rich off my work, but he's just a pawn in the game. Whatever you do, it's the same till the day you hit the grave. You're bound to be a wage slave. You can dream of a sunny place, but in the end, they'll take it all away. I'm a wage slave, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm a wage slave, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm a wage slave, but I'm wasted. Thank you very much, Marcus. Thank you, Radioland.
Hey, that's Bleak joining in with the claps. Mm-hmm. Got to show up next, Exquisite Corpse, at 7:30. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is called Are You Aware? Music That Has Something to Say. Graham, why don't you say something to us with your music?
Ah, yes. At first, I'm just actually going to mention to anybody out there, if you're interested in following my music on the mighty internet, you can either find me on MySpace as my real name, Graham Lazarevich, or
you're gonna have to spell that one out each letter.
Okay, GRAHAMLAZAROVICH, or my new stage moniker, G Lazarus. I'll be building a MySpace for that. I think this evening, or perhaps tomorrow after work, or something like that. So, look up G Lazarus. I already have it there. So, MySpace.com/G Lazarus, and I think I'll throw that Hobo Kicks track on there, that rough mix.
Great.
All right. So, here goes. This is a little bit of a song that I wrote about colonialism, actually, and it's called Pure Life Water. Yourself with nasty water? Can you wash your hands of this culture? Can you wash yourself with nasty water? Can you wash your hands of this murder? Out, out, damn spot. Solidarity with the third world, we need. Solidarity with the third world, we need. Solidarity with the third world, we need. Solidarity with the third world. Whoa. Thank you.
There's blood on our culture. There's blood on the land. There's love in our future. But there's blood on our hands. There's blood on our culture. There's blood on the land. We've got to get together. Wash this blood from our hands. Whoa. With Nestle water, can you wash your hands of this culture? Can you wash yourself with Nestle water? Can you wash your hands of this murder? Oh, damn spot.
Much for having me, Marcus.
Thanks so much for coming. It's really great that you can just show up on the spot and play these songs for us.
Yeah.
Really enjoyable. So that song has sick guitar licks and Shakespeare references.
Yes, both those things.
Yeah. Great job, man. Thanks so much. This has been Are You Aware with I'm your host, Marcus, here on CITR 101.9 FM. And we got Exquisite Corpse coming up next with Bleak. Have a good day.
Now! Now!
Yo, Bleak! Yo, Bleak! You coming out to play?
What's the time on this?
Oh, I know.
Yo, Bleak!
Anyway,
you coming out to play? Coming out! Go Bleak, we need you!
Please, be quiet!
Sorry, Mrs. Gilliam. We just wanted to know if Bleak.
This noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare, out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making delivery. Any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. As well... Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Greetings, everyone, one and all, listeners to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. It's good to be here in the driver's seat again this week. Earlier this week, of course, Monday was our 24 hours of radio art, and I did a bunch of work for that, getting people together and getting tracks from different people all over the North America this time, and setting things up with them and rendering tracks and editing, doing a bunch of stuff for that, and that was good fun, but... Like a lot of you, I think I'm a little burnout on the difficult music and sound collage and audio art thing. I've got more music oriented stuff to sort of put salve on the ears. I don't know if that makes much sense, but. Let's hear some, I've got some music in front of me now, and one of them is Wooden Wand, and he's got an album here called Death Seat from On Young God Records. That is Michael Gira's label, don't you know? So let's hear a track from that. I don't even know. I don't know what this one is called. But let me see. It's called... Oh, here we go. It's called Bobby on Exquisite Corpse Radio. Wooden Wand.
They painted his house the color of skin. So the situation called for it, he could blend in. Or maybe just feel like somebody else's heart went within. When not feeling merry and warm and amused by the gin. Newspapers and piles eating over the sink. Just waking up feels like racing for pinks. And the sky changes color and size each time that it blinks. But it's all entertained by that quiet and assuming no drink. Oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby. Dismissed the soul, fly it down. Let these northern lights come and race what you are. Oh, Bobby, you ain't as bad as they say. He feared ghosts, the revelers, and his grave torment. So he kept changing clothes to throw off the scent. And campaigned to trade for his soul. But he traded for him.